Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hello and good evening. Rainer, what are you doing? Come here. I'm out here in the back patio with the Jim Rainer, the female dog. She has decided that she is going to take forever to go pee, and I'm going to just have to sit here and wait for her to do it. So I'm keeping my eye on the prize over there. No squat yet. She tends to do about 30 paces and then sniffs a bunch and then sometimes still doesn't for a while and then does the whole routine again. And also, Rainer, what are you doing? Rainer. She's sniffing around on these pots Kim has got going that are full of chicken fertilizer. And that stuff, I guess, is just bad for them if they eat it. Did I talk about this last time? I might have. I don't mean to repeat myself if I am, so I apologize if I am. So here's the deal. I'd like to make a complaint. I'd like to register a complaint, if I could, here on Diary of a Cartoonist. And now she's eating grass. That usually means their tummy hurts, right? She's fine, though. I don't know what she's doing. Anyway, she's kind of insane. Yeah, I'm talking to you. She's looking at me. All right, so I got a new camera for what I do, that I stream with and that I do live shows with. And it's awesome. I really like it. It's been great. Part of that acquisition was I had to get a cable that would go from regular HDMI on one side that plugged into a cam link, which then plugged into the computer it's plugged into, and then go out about 6 feet to a micro HDMI or a mini HDMI. I'm not sure if they call them micro or mini. But it's just, the wind. It's a little chilly and windy tonight. This cable or this connector on the micro end, the tiny end, it looks a lot like micro USB, which sucks. That's a universal truth because they break and bend and suck, you know. This is like that, but just a little thicker. Not by much, but a little. Anyway, the long and the short of that is I had to move some stuff around today because it's such a long story. The chair I use broke. It's a piece of poop, and I got what I paid for because it was super cheap when I got it, and it's a piece of crap. So I had to take my adjustable desk and move it up so I could use a taller, older Herman Miller chair I had that I've had for ages, since like 2012 or something. And it's a great chair, but it was always too tall for this sitting desk, so anyway, I'm back to using that. That's not a problem, but because I needed to move it, the tripod that I use to keep the new camera on at a certain distance from all my stuff was too short. It wouldn't go high enough to match the new height. So then I was like, all right, well, I'll move this around and get a different tripod. So I went to go grab the camera and move it off of its mooring there and change out the tripod. And I forgot that it was connected to that micro HDMI to fat HDMI cable. And so I yanked it with some abandon and then realized what I was doing as I did it. And I bent the little tiny dumb end that looks like USB mini. I bent it real bad. And they've been too easy. This is the problem with those connectors. It sucks. But it also broke whatever. I mean, I couldn't bend it back and make it work. It stopped working. So the camera no longer sends a signal to anything, and it's because that cable got hosed. So, long story short, if that's, can I even do that now? Can I even make it short? Because it broke, Kim was already out, and she's like, well, hey, I'm out. Getting some stuff. She had to get some stuff at Costco, and she talked like this.
Yeah, I could go ahead and look for a camera for it.
And she did that because she was wearing a mask, see? Because she is trying to do her best to do her part in society to not spread COVID-19, which I think is a very nice thing. Anyway, so she's out there, and she's at Costco, and Costco doesn't have a cable. They have some cameras with a cable included because they have bundles, but Costco doesn't sell anything by itself, as you know. So that didn't work out great. Unless you live somewhere in the rest of the world where you don't have a Costco, just take my word for it. Everything's in bulk at Costco. If you want toilet paper, you're going to buy 12 rolls. If you want bottles of water, you're going to buy 3 cases. If you want nacho cheese, you're going to buy 2 big cans because they're taped together and there's nothing you can do about it. Just the way it goes. And that's true of electronics as well. They just bundle everything. Prices are great, but it's bundled. Anyway, that's not really the point.
Oh, stop.
Sorry, that was dumb. My phone went weird. Anyway, so she went and looked, and she stopped by an Office Max and then by a Target. Nobody has it. It's just not a thing people carry. I think Amazon has ruined the world, and they're the only ones that carry little things like this anymore because no one else wants to keep stock like that around because who needs this cable? Only me, I think. So I had to reorder it on Amazon. It's not going to be here for a couple of days. It's only $8. It's not a big deal. However, my camera will be useless for 2 days. So first world problems, blah, blah, blah. But I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed, not because it broke, not because because I'm an idiot, because I am. But one thing that would really help this is, hey, why don't we stop using flimsy little tin connectors on anything anymore? I know you want them to be small for your little devices and stuff, but you could make them tougher. USB-C is small enough and it's strong. They've learned their lesson. It's a nice mix of sturdy and small. That's how it all should be. And I know I can't retroactively say, hey, Sony A7 camera, please have USB-C when you don't. I know that's not possible. Okay, I get it. But that should be the connector. Even just have that go out to HDMI or whatever. I have adapters for that. I even have a cable here that would do that. In fact, let me just go USB-C to USB-C. Let me do Thunderbolt, and then we're done. But no, you have to complicate things by being a flimsy, little, stupid, dumb connector that breaks if you breathe on it. Yeah. So woe is me. I got to use a crappy webcam tomorrow, and that's okay. I have been through worse things than that. I did do something strange today, though. Kim, this is Kim's idea, so blame her. If we ever sit down and do a Skim episode, we'll talk about it more. But she wanted to have matching hair. She dyes her hair purple, has for a long time, and looks really good on her, and she likes it. And she said, hey, you should get purple hair like me, and then we'll match. We'll be a matching pair. And so I say, maybe, I don't know. And then I put the word out on Twitter. And on Twitter, people said, hey, you should do it. You should totally do it. Do it, do it, do it. And they sent a million gifts of, you know, what's his name? Shia LaBeouf, whatever, doing his just do it thing where he flexes and says, do it real loud. Kept sending me gifts of that. and one of Emperor Palpatine saying, do it, you know, all those. So nobody said, don't do it. Oh, the wind. Can you feel the wind? I hope it's not messing up the sound. It's really breezy tonight. Anyway, so yeah. What was I saying? I said to do it, and I said, fine, I'll do it. And Kim said, are you serious? I said, well, if you're serious, then we'll do it. Let's just do it. So she did it. My hair is purple now. It's no different in any other way. Same length, same, you know, do the same dumb thing to it every morning. It's purple now. It's a color that it wasn't before. It wasn't was before. And I think it's cool. I don't know. People in the morning chat seem to like it. Tomorrow it'll be on a bad camera, so maybe they'll change their minds. I don't know. But yeah, you look in the mirror and it looks pretty purple. My daughter says I look younger. I think it's just because it's darker. Because it's not a light, it's not like pink or something. It's like a dark purple, kind of prince purple. Oh, that wind. Stop it, wind. You're going to make my recording sound bad. There you go. She says it makes me look younger, but I think it's because it's just dark, so it looks like dark hair, which I never had my whole life. I always had kind of sandy blonde hair anyway, kind of brown blonde, boring hair. But look, it's a pandemic. We're in the middle of some pandemicry, some social strife. Why the heck not? I work from home. I make podcasts and draw art for a living. Oh my gosh, my dog is humping a pillow. She's a female dog. Oh, she's... Rainer, you're not even a... Rainer. She's neutered, or whatever. Is it spayed? What's the girl version of spayed? Whatever it is. She's that, and she's female. And she's humping that pillow. Like... She doesn't understand these rules. She probably just has some like nascent, you know, wolf blood in her or something. Like I think all dogs do. There's still these like deep seated instincts that you just can't erase entirely by domestication. So every once in a while they come out. So for her, it's like when she hears police cars and sirens, she'll howl until, you know, just do a ton of howling. I think that's instinctual. I think when she tries to bury her poop and she kicks grass the other direction, it's nowhere near where she went. I think that's just an instinct to bury, but it's kind of broken in terms of like her ability to actually bury it or do anything about it. She's just a bundle of those sorts of things sometimes. She's a weird dog. I love her, but she's pretty insane. Oh, what else is going on? Going through a couple of, what's the word? We're working on a relaunch, not a relaunch really, a kind of a re-envisioning and then launch of the show Current Geek, which I've done with Tom Merritt for years and years and years. And we're about to really flip that thing on its head and do something really cool with it. I can't say too much about it because some of it's still under wraps, but pretty soon you'll know, and it'll be really cool and exciting, and I'm totally jazzed about it. But as a brainer, seriously, you need to take that pillow out to dinner or something at least. And then there's other stuff, doing some tweaks to some things that I can't talk about. I don't want to give anything away. All positive stuff, I think, but it's really racking my brain as far as time goes. I have too many projects, too many things to do, too much stuff on the docket. I got to like back it up and try to consolidate some, maybe. I don't know. I say this all the time, but I never do it. I always say, oh, I really should do less, but more. Do more with the things that I'm already doing and then less extra things, but here I am. Getting stuffy because there's allergies and the wind's blowing and I have it bad this year. But hey, I will take the worst allergies ever made over The Rona. Don't want that Rona. I swear some of my neighbors do, though. Okay, that's fine. What's the bark about? What are we doing? Rainer, come here. Rainer. Jim Rainer, come here. I could get her to howl for you if you want to hear it. Hey, Rainer, do you want to howl? Do you want to howl? Come here. Hop up. Okay, here she is. She's looking at the microphone. Okay, Rainer, do you want to howl? Hold on, the wind's blowing. Okay, here we go. You're so cute. Come here. It's okay. It's okay. She's all shaky now. It's okay. Why are you freaking out? Oh, you have grass breath because you've been eating grass. Mm-hmm. I know. How do you feel about that? How do you feel? I'm sorry. She's just too much fun. Anyway, I think that's all I've got for today. Feeling kind of up and down last week. Just kind of, I don't know. There have been days where I felt really productive and, you know, motivated, optimistic, all that. And then there are days where, like, I'm not optimistic about anything going on. I kind of hate it when I feel that way. I know I'm probably preaching to the choir. You guys all have your own things, right? Everyone does. But mine are all esoteric. They're all existential. None of mine are hard or concrete, issues. Like, my marriage is great. My kids are great. My career is holding up during this. Weirdly, didn't expect it to, but it is. It's doing okay. My friends are all doing pretty good. Everything within my personal sphere is holding together. Yet internally, I'm just feeling like chaos with all this stuff going on. And that sniff is not, I didn't cry just now. That's allergies, I promise. But I don't know. I don't know what kind of label to put on it or how to actually explain it. It just feels weird right now. Do some of you feel that way? Hey, also, as I'm trying to kick this thing back into gear and have it on more, curious if you guys had any questions and thoughts. And if you do, email me and I'll talk about them on the show. So if you got a question or you want to just, I don't know, tell me how wrong I am about a thing or whatever, scott@frogpants.com is the email you can use. scott@frogpants.com. Oh, here comes the wind again. Blowing on my face like a memory. Blowing on my face like a new emotion. What do you say, Rainer? You want to sing? Do you want to sing? Nope, probably not. Anyway, I'd love your feedback. So scott@frogpants.com. If you're looking for old episodes of the diary, the link to the RSS feed and everything else that's going on is over at frogpants.com/diary. It's going to do it. Have a good day. I'll see you sooner than you think.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.